He sat alone on the solitary bench overlooking the pond on the corner of his property. There was a hardcover book on his lap, his hand grasping a pen. The wealthy gardener scribbled a verse as an introduction to his finished manuscript. The moral is clear as I look back at these lessons now that I am of age, that the book of one's life is determined by the courage contained in each page. These lines would serve as an opening to a subject more complex than most people imagined. The truth is, he believed, there was never just one ingredient that led to his financial freedom. It was always a way of life. And this way of life was noble. The wealthy gardener recalled how, in the early days, his friends had judged him to be a workaholic without work-life balance. They had advised him to slow down, take it easy, enjoy more leisure, and live for the day. Why not be content with your life? Can't you be satisfied with normal conditions? Many things in life are more important than money, they had told him. Why work so hard? Many things are indeed more important than money, agreed the wealthy gardener. But overcoming the money problem allows us to focus on these important things. Without money and time, we yield little power over life.